I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. A binational commission representing Canada and the United States is making three recommendations it says will improve the two governments' ability to protect the Great Lakes. The group, called the International Joint Commission, has some experience in advising the two countries. It was created more than a century ago through the 1909 Boundary Waters Treaty, specifically to prevent conflicts between the two countries over shared water resources. As part of its job, every 3 years the International Joint Commission assesses the effectiveness of U.S. and Canadian efforts to improve Great Lakes water quality. In a briefing Thursday, the U.S. Chair, Jane Corwin, laid out three recommendations the Commission believes will help the two countries do better.
Develop a plan for a better way to assess progress through collaboration. 2, lead the charge to eliminate climate-driven blue-green algal blooms in Lake Superior. And 3, transform their lake-wide action and management program outreach and engagement model.
Collaboration, of course, makes sense. But why target Lake Superior, where algal bloom are just emerging, in contrast to other Great Lakes, especially Western Lake Erie, that have been battling the toxic problem for years? Corwin explains the reasoning.
Lake Superior is warming more rapidly than any of the other lakes due to climate change. Warming temperatures and more intense rain events are making it more vulnerable than ever to persistent, potentially toxic algal blooms. Adapting to the impacts of climate change on our shared Great Lakes requires government leadership. Lake Superior offers governments an opportunity to showcase that climate leadership.
Whatever action the United States and Canada decide to take, Corwin says engaging and listening to people living throughout the Great Lakes is vital as the two countries consider programs and policies affecting the basin's health. She refers to her Canadian counterpart, Pierre Bellin.
When I traveled with Pierre and commissioners to our meetings around the Great Lakes Basin last year, one thing was clear. The constituents of the Great Lakes have strong connections with the waters and want meaningful opportunities for communication and engagement.
Bellin says while the International Joint Commission has a long history of using science to thoughtfully advise the two countries, at the end of the day, it only advises U.S. and Canadian leaders.
The IJC is not a government body. The IJC is an independent, but we are there to comment on what the parties have done every 3 years for protecting the lakes, for enhancing water quality. We do not comment on policies, specific regulations, but we can comment on what the results of those will be in the years to come.
As for the recommendations it shared Thursday, the Commission believes they are actionable and can be achieved in the next 2 years, in plenty of time for the next Great Lakes Progress Report. It's scheduled for 2023. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.